Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's 1:41. We're getting closer to game time. Before we do that, we should talk about the Penguins and the plight of the Penguins here, Joe Starkey, because this has not been a good week. Dallas, they went there.
Not been a good week.
They played a great game until the end. Pool a goalie, score a goal, lose in overtime.
That's like
Anaheim,
saying Bill Buckner had a little bit of a rough game against the Mets.
But I'm just trying to figure out, how is it so possible, like the Anaheim game. Again, a good effort until the very end. You never would have thought with 9 seconds left, up by one on a power play, the puck behind Anaheim's neck, somehow they would get a chance to tie it, and they do, and they lose in overtime. And then over the weekend, 5-1 third period lead, 99.9% probably win probability at that point. Four straight goals, losing overtime. And then yesterday, and I was there and I felt the crowd at this point. It was 3-0 after two. They knew what was coming. And then a minute into third, that started the avalanche of 4 goals in 7 minutes, losing overtime again.
I've never seen anything like it. You mentioned it. Okay, an empty netter. They play well at Dallas. Great. Then the Anaheim thing was mind-boggling, a shorthanded goal in which you blow a lead and then you lose after that when a guy Carlson knocks the puck into his own net with a tenth of a second left. Then 5-1 in the third period, 5-2 with what, 6 minutes left?
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. Never saw anything like it.
And then yesterday I've got 9 things on, Bob. I'm watching basketball, I'm watching NFL, and I'm watching the Penguins. And then I thought, you know what? That's just, Mirashov looks awesome today. He's going to be the key. And it's just not going to happen today. And it happened.
It happened.
Have you ever seen, you've been around here longer than me. Have you ever seen anything like this in any sport?
Not in a week. Not for these kinds of episodes, especially as one-sided as the games were at one point of the game. It's like, there's no way, you know, they talk about 3 goal leads. Okay, fine. You may lose one in the course of a season where you have it, but 5-1 in the third period, 5-2 with 6 minutes left, 3-0 on a team that, and then they're all gone in a matter of 2-3 minutes. It's not like it took a whole period to, you know, it was quick and dirty, and you know they got to figure this all out.
Just calamities like one after another.
But again, look at Carlson's time on the ice.
Yeah,
early in the season they were minimizing, or at least making it more negotiable. You know, hey, we could play some other guys, cut down on these guys' minutes. We rely on them too much. Well, now it's gone the other way. They're on the ice
too much. You could play him for 60 minutes and this stuff shouldn't happen. You could play him for 1 minute and it shouldn't happen. You could play. This is like Will Craig coming back after that play a few years ago the next day and doing the same thing.
I tell you what, Austin's quick on the trigger with that stuff. He comes up. And why aren't you including him in the Christmas Carol, by the way? I thought maybe.
What do you mean, in the lyrics?
Yeah.
I just started, Bob. He's going to have a prominent role later in the song. Mm. He may even appear in the song.
Joe, we're concerned that you might be trying to stunt my growth and development because you think that I am trying to hijack the show.
Well, I already know you're trying to do that.
That is your assumption. And you know what happens when you make an assumption.
See, Bob?
There we go.
See, Bob? We're bickering back and forth like an old married couple. Merry Christmas.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And part of the big story tonight, of course, is the weather. It's a high of 20 right now. Patrick Peterson, feels like zero. And a low of 9, Chris Boswell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So, Bob, one more time, give me your prediction and your star of the game.
By the way, I just want to point this out since we were talking about hockey real quick, in that Brent Kulak as well as Stuart Skinner are in town, so they'll both play against Edmonton tomorrow, where Jari will probably start against the Penguins. I say 17-16. It's just going to be one of those feel-out first quarters where you don't see much action. Mm-hmm. I think the punters will be in use early on. Eventually, they'll win the game on a 46-yard field goal by Chris Boswell.
Wow. Wonder Twin?
I have the Steelers winning 27-24. A little bit of a surprisingly high score with a weather game being displayed. It'll be the opposite of the Mud game when it was 3-0. 27-20. A little bit more points on the board.
Hmm.
And I also need Chris Boswell to make a couple field goals to win my fantasy matchup and move on to the championship.
Oh, I have the Steelers
winning.
Wait,
a wiffle ball championship and a fantasy championship?
I met one of your wiffle ball friends the other day.
What?
That just reminded me. Yes. Now
really?
I can't think of who or where, but I met somebody who said
where?
I play wiffle ball with limits. I'll get it. Mm. It'll come into my head.
Where were you this weekend?
I don't remember.
Was it a basketball game?
Probably a basketball game. Yeah, of some sort. I'll think of it. I'm going 23-13, and the star of the game is the Alley Cat. Alex Highsmith is going to take over tonight, Bob, with not one, not two.
A hat trick of
three
sacks
and two forced fumbles.
Oh.
It's going to be a tour de force.
That'll be challenging James Harrison's record for most disturbing Monday night or night game.
Might. Yeah, might. The Alley Cat's going to shine tonight. So I think it's a 70-some percent chance to make the playoffs, in other words, win the division if the Steelers win, and below 50 if they lose as things tighten up here, Bob. But I think ultimately I do believe in this weather thing with the Dolphins and Tua. I think they're not going to get much done offensively tonight. That's going to be the story of the game, is the Steelers' defense against that offense.
I think both defenses, again, coupled with the weather, make it tough for the offenses to get going, so that's why I predict a lower scoring game. They need to win, though. You don't want to fall back into a 7-7 record tied with the Ravens with three left, knowing the last game of the year is against the Ravens. It'll be their opportunity to make amends.
Over or under, we'll go around the horn. Over or under, Adam Thielen, 2.5 catches.
Ooh, that's
under,
a good number.
Under.
I think it's under.
I say over. I think he actually makes a big play tonight. Mm. Over or under, Mount Washington touchdown, 0.5. Under.
I say over.
Mm. Over. I think he has one.
Over, under, Achan, 88.5 yards rushing. I say under.
He's so fast. He could break one for 50. I'm going to say over.
I say over as well.
Over, under, 2.5. Asante Samuel missed tackles. I say over.
Over.
Bob?
Under.
Over, under, 0.5 sacks for Herbig.
That would require one, right, to beat that?
Yeah,
I'd
say
over.
One. Yeah.
Wow, you're calling for a big day. Highsmith with three and Herbig gets one.
Yeah, five, at least five sacks tonight.
I will say over. He gets one.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful night, Bob. This show tomorrow. Is the Tomlin news conference tomorrow?
Tomlin is still on news. Yes, I'll be over there. I'll see you on Wednesday.
You're going to be a very tired man tomorrow, Bob.
I'm always
and
tired,
I feel horrible
Joe.
For
I'm
you.
I'm always tired, but you got to get the energy moving.
Limits, what a nice man you've become.
Very happy to be able to spend the day with you, fellas. And we will see you tomorrow.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Aloha.
Buddy. See ya.
Mele Kalikimaka.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.